Blog Talk Radio.
In a world where everything is changing every day, but one thing remains the same. God, you still win me over. Your mercies are new every morning, God. Your love never changes.
Lord, I'm still
is all to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making, no. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be, oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me, preparing me for greater. I feel a shaking in the spirit. I feel a beating in the spirit. Oh, I feel a pressing in the spirit. Preparing me for greater. I feel a shaking in the spirit. Oh, I feel a beating in the spirit. Oh yeah, I feel a pressing.
never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it. Somebody just needs to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say it with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh.
Never could have made it without you.
I wonder how many times I had to realize that. And I'm still realizing that. Welcome, everybody, to the Inspiration Factory. This is an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, the brainstorm of none other than Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. as For Real the Poet. And you have your humble host, Paul Sampson, this evening, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my partner in praise, Dan Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. What's good with you, Van? How you doing tonight, bro?
Hey, Paul. I'm doing great, brother. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Not too long ago, awesome. Getting in from church. So.
Hey.
I'm feeling
praise
good.
Him.
Definitely. You better. If you know like I do.
Absolutely.
You definitely will. And if you don't know like I do, stick around. You might learn a thing or two about that mighty God to be served. Tonight, I'm appreciative of those of you that called in and caught on to the 8 o'clock time as opposed to the 9 o'clock time. The last Sunday every month is Youth Sunday, and we will be starting at 8 o'clock. But before we go real far with this, if you're listening in the chat rooms, remember, you must dial this number before 10 o'clock, 319-527-6300, to be able to continue on. Be sure to, don't be shy, press 1. Let us know something about yourself. Come hang out with us for a little while. Dan, what is the best way, do you think, to start any show?
Oh, man. You know, Paul, I believe the best way to start any show is with prayer.
You know, that sounds like a right good idea there.
Absolutely.
Now, let's see. Think of a number from 1 to 6.
2.
Wow. It was 3. So, that means you get to bring us in prayer. I had to switch up the way I throw you under the bus a little bit. You was getting catching on to the old way.
I was getting ready to say, hey, Paul, how is that any different from any other night? But I'd be honored to usher the show in prayer. It'd be my pleasure.
Thank you, my brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the throne. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come to you, asking forgiveness for our sins that we've committed against you, O Lord, that you are displeasing of. Father God, we are not a perfect people, but we aspire to be perfect. Father God, we pray right now that you cover all the poets, the listeners, the callers, the hosts, Lord God, the entire Epiphany Radio family. And we ask a special blessing upon the youth tonight, Lord God. Father God, as I spent time with my children this weekend, Lord God, I was so humbled and just thinking of how you feel when we spend time with you the way we spend time with our children. So, Father God, I'm honored to be one of your children, and I ask a special blessing upon my children and everyone else's children, Lord God. And, Father God, I would be remiss if I didn't lift up the country of Ukraine to you right now, Lord God. Father God, we see the turmoil, we see the idiocies of what's happening, Lord God, and we just pray for the innocent people who are caught up in the midst of this. And Father God, I pray that you will continue to cover them under your hedge of protection, Lord God, and allow calmer heads to prevail. And Father God, we'll be so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise that is due your name. In Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Thank you so much for that, man. Yeah, it's
my pleasure.
You know, I have mixed feelings about what's going on. The Ukraine situation and just life in general.
Yes, sir.
I see biblical prophecies being fulfilled each and every day. And although in my head I know what's supposed to transpire, to actually see it being done in my lifetime and to know it for what it is, it's a little disconcerting. I'm not going to say it's scary, because I'm secure in knowledge that my salvation is assured. But for all those that are lost, it's bad.
Yeah, it's good.
It's sad. You know, and for the children that are coming up to inherit this chaos, I feel for them. I don't know if I were back in my younger days and I was thinking about having a child, if I would really want to bring a child into this world, knowing what they have to face, knowing what's to come.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
So it's paramount that we do our part for the young ones that are here today to prepare them for what's to come, to talk to the future soldiers in the kingdom. We need to talk about our youth. And that's what we do the last Sunday of every month, our Youth Sunday. So bring them young folk by. Every last Sunday. Next month, I'm going to start trying to bring some folks that we don't really know as well as the callers that usually come into the platform, who are doing things in the lives of youths, who are playing their part, doing their part. So bring your kids through. But if not,
amen.
The grown folk can listen and learn something too, you know, maybe a different way to look at what the actions of their kids, or whatever the case may be, every last Sunday, right here on Epiphany. So it's open mic, as always, for the young ones. But this week, I had a theme for us more seasoned children, and that is, write something to the phrase or the truth of, it takes an entire village to raise each child. I know that what that entails. I know what that's about. Growing up, I lived it. I couldn't be around the corner cutting up because Miss So-and-so would come out the house and see me, pop me upside the back of my head, take me home to Mama, tell her what I did, and I'd get another whooping. You know, there was nowhere in the neighborhood that I couldn't go where there was somebody there to protect me, keep an eye on me, to correct me. The entire neighborhood raised every child in the neighborhood. And it's being lost. We got to remember that. These kids need it. You remember things like that growing up there?
I do, Paul. I do. Because every time I did something wrong, my behind was a different color between everybody that had put their hands on it. So,
okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I'm going to take a zero for the assignment. I'm going to take a zero for the assignment tonight because I did not write to the phrase. I'm going to take a zero tonight. But I did do some things that I thought I was going to get away with. And I will share this. Only a few people in my close circle knows what I'm about to say. But when I was maybe 11 years old, my mother had a bottle of Long Island iced tea on her shelf, you know, high up on the shelf, away from the kids. And all I saw was iced tea, right? That's all I saw. So I decided to drink some of it. Lo and behold, it was not the kind of iced tea that I thought it would be. But it did have a nice flavor to it. It did have a nice little, you know. So I said, this is rather tasty. And, you know, I put it back like I found it. And I just thought by some strange reason that I was going to get away with that, Paul. I really did. I thought I was going to get away with it. But my mama, she made sure that I did not get away with it. She gave me and my brother an opportunity to discuss about what we have done or whom did it. I said, I'm going to go ahead and admit this was me right now. Let's just go ahead and get it out the way. Yep, it was me. She gave me a nice little, nice little behind whipping. My daddy gave me a nice little behind whipping. My grandmother gave me a nice little behind whipping. So when you talk about a village, that village decided to make sure that I would not touch any one of my mama's drinks ever again in life. And that was a successful thing.
And I bet you have it to this day.
Yes, I have not.
I bet. Yeah. I can remember doing some things out in the street. And thinking I got away with it. And coming home, and the word had already reached her ears. And she was waiting there, and the moment I walked through the door, and the look in her eye, I knew I was busted. You know, it's amazing. But it worked.
Right.
You know, there's definitely something valuable in that. Because I could go out in the streets and run the streets without a care in the world, because I know I was looked after, I was seen, I was protected.
Right.
Even though you didn't see them with an eye on you, you knew that they were there. We didn't have kids being abducted from, you know, right down the street from them houses. You know, all this craziness that's going on today.
Yeah.
Nor did we have parents needing your bringing their attention to something that their child is doing wrong, meeting you with denial or ready to fight because you bad-mouthing their kid.
Mm-hmm.
Reinforcing that kid's desire to go out and cut up because they know their mom got their back. My mother will tell you in a minute. I know what he's capable of or what he will do. You know, she know it, whether it's the truth or not. And if it's true, she'd tell you behind her. If it was not true, she'd go to bat for you. Yes.
Right.
Not anymore. A lot of those values and those traditions are changing, are being lost. We got to do better than this. We got to do something about this.
Absolutely.
What's to come? So, yeah, I can't really say anything to you, Van, about not writing a piece because while the intro music was playing, I just finished a short piece that I was wanted to write.
All right, so you can read yours. You can read yours for both of us. I love it. Great idea, Paul. I love it.
Oh, man. You know, you took one right out of my playbook. Kudos, sir.
I sure did.
I like you, don't like you right now.
It's all good.
You got me. I can't say a word. Okay. With that being said, I got a piece that is done for now, but it's
subject to revival. It's called, it's your duty. You see that misguided man, young man, raising Cain up the street, like he got no home training, showing out like he's insane. It just may take a word or a correction, some form of attention to plant a seed of self-reflection, the beginning of his change of direction. That future queen who is desperately just trying to be seen, thinking in wayward ways, she has found her validation. Even though it has lowered her from her regal station, she is subconsciously crying out to be taught how to be the mother of the nation, the vessel God blessed with the honor of creation. It is the duty of every resident in this place we call Earth, or village of God, if you will, our duty to tell them of the victory on Calvary's Hill, to plant a seed to begin their salvation. The duty of those of us who know and shine with our godly glow, as though we may be the only Bible they know. It takes an entire village to raise each and every child to the exposing of how we ran wild and prayerfully prevent them from doing the same. And then pray for each and every one of them in Jesus' mighty name. Yes, it is your duty. In peace.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about, Paul. It is your duty. It is your duty. I'm so glad, man, you wrote that piece for the both of us, man. You are an amazing poet, Paul. And God's going to bless you mightily. Bless you mightily, my brother.
You are good, man. You done added to the playbook. my brother. But I thank you for that. And yeah.
I thank you.
That was some
I thank you.
I know your heart.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because I know how you are about sharing.
Man, listen.
So I know. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt.
My baby girls, I love them to death, right? You know, I got to take them out on a date this weekend, yesterday. And I'm going to tell you, my youngest daughter is 4. She'll be 5 in November. They wanted to go to Red Lobster and eat. I said, okay, cool. They got kids, man, using, you know, it'd be all right. Yeah, let's just go.
Right.
My 4-year-old said, and I quote, "Dad, I want lobster. If y'all would have seen my face. If y'all would have seen my face."
High maintenance in the making.
But I didn't tell her no. I simply got her what she wanted. Because God is my father. And when I ask him for something and he doesn't tell me no, he simply grants me with what I ask for. That feeling of that blessing can never be replaced. And that's what my daughter felt the moment I said, okay, baby, no problem. We're going to go ahead and please bring her some lobster. Now, mind you, her little lobster meal on the kids' menu was more than my entree menu. That's all I'm saying. Red Lobster, y'all got to do better. Y'all have got to do better. But I had to share that, man. You know, even though I don't have a piece, man, I just had to share, since we're talking about children, the importance of making sure that you spend time with your children. And then as long as I've got breath in my body, I'm going to do just that.
I know that's right. And be prepared. No matter how old you get, you're still going to be a child or their baby.
Yep.
My mama's 94, and I was still her baby. I was still her child.
I know that's right.
And you know what? Well, I'd love to hear her call me her baby again. Mom, I'm 64 years old. Ain't I past the baby? I would love to hear that right now. So, yeah,
I know that's
no one
right.
Believe, trust and believe. It's gonna rub you the wrong way, kind of, sort of. But you better cherish it. You better cherish it.
Right. Right.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. So you may not have written to the... go ahead, man.
I was just saying, to God be the glory.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. The things that he blesses us with that we don't really see as a blessing at that particular moment, at certain moments in time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Nominal blessings.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful thing. But even though you didn't write it to the theme, I know in your vast archive, there's something you got to share with us tonight. Because you're not getting away scot-free. We ain't having that.
I thought you just ran for both of us. That's not what you just did.
See what you get for thinking without all the equipment?
Oh, man. All right. No, I could do it. I could do a piece.
Okay.
This piece is called Modern Day.
Mic is yours, Kang.
Thank you. I wonder, in this modern day, will they still crucify me anyway? Knowing over 2,000 years ago, I gave my life willing, so the flow of mankind can continue without a requirement of any more blood, sacrifices, you know, the splatter of red hue. This modern day world gets to you, resembles Sodom and Gomorrah. I shed this blood for the sake of mankind. I'm coming back. Who's faithful will I find? No chances will be given. I wanted to make us even. I gave you freedom, freed you from the penalty of this earthly kingdom. Yet you still spit on me in this modern day. More and more, each and every, you call out to me for these blessings. You say my name when you're stressing. But you forget my house until Easter Sunday. My temple, you make an idle mockery when I want to mold you like clay. Sex, drugs, murder, and mayhem. This is what modern day says I am. But why are you even still worshiping me when you're blind and choose not to see? This modern day, what you idolize, and me, you still criminalize. And that's that piece.
Wow. I got one sad word. Boldly stood out of my mind when you began that piece. Read the first line of that piece again for me, then.
Absolutely. I wonder, in this modern day, would they still crucify me anyway?
Sad word that just boldly stood out of my head was yes. And as your piece went on, it revealed where we are in our walk with God, where the world is in their walk, is that we now expect blessings and mercy and grace from God without wanting to change, without faith, without repenting, We just want what we want when we want it. We want it right now, despite what we won't do. That's a powerful piece right there, man, and a reminder. That Sodom and Gomorrah reference was so, so, so prevalent and relevant.
Yes, sir.
Mm. Thank you for bringing that.
Thank you, man. To God be the glory, not mine, but his.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow. And it's sad to say, but yes, they would crucify him again. Probably quicker than they did the first time.
Yep.
We got a lot more idols and a lot more things, distractions to take us away from what he represented. Too many more things that we like and we want and we enjoy. And we're not going to give up for his sake.
That's right.
And these days it's too easy to have bloodshed. The shedding of blood is no... shock has no shock value anymore. So yeah,
right.
He would definitely have to do it again. But thanks be to an all-knowing God. You don't have to. That was a one and done. Now it's up to you to recognize and get on board, or woe be unto you. That's part of why we do what we do at this last Sunday. To encourage everybody, to make sure that them young folk know, we got a job to do. We have a job just for ourselves, but we also got a job for God to do. He charged us all with this.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
We're going to open up our first caller for the night. And, see what saith the pearl and neighbor. Hey, Danielle, what's going on?
Unmute your
Danielle.
Mic. Oh, you didn't unmute her, Paul. You didn't unmute her.
Exactly.
I'm whirling.
Exactly. Like, if you unmute me, I can tell you what's going on.
I did, but my thing is still swirling around. I think it's still swirling.
Still swirling.
Oh, yeah. Man. I'm so blessed. I get to see my little stinker butt tomorrow for the first time in person.
Uh-oh.
I can actually meet him.
Wow.
I'm so happy. I can't wait. I'm trying to tell you, I got some blessings to whisper in his ear and put over his head. I just can't wait. But I'm great. I'm awesome.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it.
Yes.
Danielle, would you go as far as saying that you're fabulous?
I am. Now, see, you trying. You know what? I got to repent. Even
I
got
to repent.
A little
right
bit
in
it.
Right now. Right now. Right now.
Lord knows I had to battle. I had a battle. You're trying to get me in trouble. It ain't me. It ain't me, Lord. It ain't me. That was. You know, the flesh is weak. It's an outside, an outward influence. It had a very strong pull to it. But I caught myself, Lord. I caught myself. You trouble, Paul. You trouble. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm
putting
just
it on you.
You
know.
Going over this new grandchild.
I am. It's just, this is my first, and I have, you're going to get me emotional, okay? I just have this feeling inside of me. It's so much love I want to pour into him. And yes, he's going to be rotten. I'm going to make him, who he's going to be. Oh, he's going to be terrible. He's going to have, oh, child, I'm trying to tell you. But it's going to be a good rotten, because just like with my children, he's going to be respectful, you know, and you know, but he's going to know when things ain't going right there. Oh, my grandma, I don't want to be here. I'm going to call my grandma.
Grandma.
My baby. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say grand because I'm not, you know what, I think you have to be a certain age to have that GR. So I'm going to replace the R with an L. I'm a grandma. Okay, because like, I'm still picking your grandma right now. Yeah, I'm just a little bit family. It's all good.
You know what? I can see you right now with Triple Stall Out, how proud you are over your new, the newborn. I can see it already.
Yes.
That poor child is going to be so rotten.
Yes. And he's cute.
Ooh, child.
I can't believe how quickly he had his eyes wide open. Like, he just came out looking to see what he can learn.
Came out, look.
Wait a minute. Then he held his head up a few hours later. He wasn't even a whole 24 hours old. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Lord.
And I'm not talking about he popped it up and
he
flopped back down. Honey, I'm trying to tell you. But you know what? It's like they say, these pandemic babies are different. Okay? They are different. Mm. And just he's so alert. Like, what are you looking for? Okay? Every time I said something on the video chat, he looked right at the camera. Like, I hear you. I hear you. Can't see too well yet, but I can hear you. Every sound he honed in on and turned his head that way and his eyes went that way. So what are you looking for? And he has that look in his eyes like, I know something that y'all don't know. Okay? And I'm going to keep it to myself right now. You know the innocent have the keys to the universe. They got all the answers. You know, just as they get older and spend more time in this tainted world, things start to get covered up and erased. You know, but it's all good. It's all good. You know. I can't wait.
He
took
his own time getting here, though, didn't he?
He took us through changes for the past month. He threatened to come earlier than what he came because he's 6 months early. I mean, 6 weeks early. Okay. He wasn't really due until the end of March. He was supposed to be an Aries, but I got my Pisces baby boy. So, and he was actually the blue outfit.
Yeah.
And look, the little outfit that I made him, they're too big for him. He's going to be swimming in them. But I said, you know what, that's okay because you can pass it on to somebody else or just wait because she's talking about having a baby girl already. I said, child.
Oh, Laura.
I want to
get him
out of the way.
Yeah.
That's what she said. Mom, I want to get him out the way, you know, now and instead of waiting till later. I don't want to space him out like that. And I kind of agree with it because between my two oldest are a year and a half apart, okay? And that was like having twins, okay? Jordan is 10 years apart from them. And I said to myself, Lord, I don't know what I was doing, but I'm going to do my best. So I kind of understand because, I'm tired just thinking about babies back to back. Lord. But this one, I just can't wait. The heart, they're just snuggling. Now, you know, Mama's top is different than his mama's top. Grandmama's top is different than his mama's top. So, you know, and it's going to be a different kind of cuddle and snuggle, you know. But it's all good. It's okay.
I bet.
Yeah, I'm blessed.
You know. Yeah. It's going to be curious to see what comes with these, as you say, the pandemic babies.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I've been listening to the whole, I've been here since y'all started the show, and I heard you saying you don't know if you would now bring a child into this world. If I was younger and, you know, able to, I'm not so sure if I would now, because of the condition of this world. Although things will get better, trust me, y'all, help is on the way. Okay. But
come on.
It's just so much turmoil and chaos. It's like this world just thrives off of it, off of negativity.
Yeah.
You have to really, really send out some specific prayers with power for these new ones coming. Because life is a continuum. It's never going to stop. There will always be life coming, and there will always be life going. But I don't know if I would be a contributor had I been a little younger right now and able to bring forth life. But, you know, I mean, the Lord is going to give you what you need, and it's nothing you can do about it. He's going to give you what he wants you to have and what he feels as though you need. So, I mean, if it was to happen, it's going to happen. But it's mess here with the powers that be. It's like they just want to destroy us all, trying to start wars and all kinds of mess. I'm trying to tell you, I can't really get down on my knees for too long anymore, so I kind of like do like a little thing on my mattress instead of my floor now.
Okay.
If I get on the floor, I'm going to need more than prayer to help get me back up. I'm trying to tell you.
Jordan!
Jordan,
come help me get up.
You know you're wrong.
You ain't got to go to the store right now, but come help me get up.
He's going to start a story. All right, I'll take care of it. I'll eat that one. But I have been, you know, my prayers are not just you know, asking for something. They are real open-hearted conversations with Spirit, because I have just that kind of relationship with Him. And I'm specific in what I talk to Him about, and I ask Him to target certain things that are going on, to end it and to send help, because they need it. You know, these people that are being targeted and this war that's, if it hasn't started yet, that will start, that they're trying to get going, it's unnecessary. No war is necessary because there's no winner. You don't win when you're fighting like that. You really don't. You know, America, we're bullies. We really are. It's a mess. But I think everything is going to work out just fine. But it's just, I really, really get emotional because I just picture all those people and the children, the mothers, the fathers, the uncles, the cousins, everybody over there that don't have anything to do with this ego. It's a battle of ego and will over there, a power struggle between these ones that hold the power. You know, I can do better than you can. That's what it's about. It's never been about us. It's always been about who can hold the most power, who can be more in control. That's why Satan was sent down from heaven. Because it was a power struggle. He wanted to be better. He wanted to be greater. He wanted to be above the greater. You can't do that. So, you know, just y'all send up some more prayers with some power. That's what my mother used to call it. You got to pray with power, girl. And that's what I do.
I know that's right.
And that's all I've got to say about that.
I know that's right. Yeah, you speak the truth. Yeah, it's those of us.
And y'all told a long time ago, I know how to pray. I may not do it out loud or let y'all hear me do it, but there is a certain way that I do it. I do go inside to my quiet place, and my heart speaks loud and clear to Him. And I know he hears me. Because like that song said, I never would have made it, honey. I'm trying to tell you. Ooh,
huh.
There's so many things that I was brought through. And with him being by my side, I have grown so much. My eyes have been open. But, you know, your heart is going to get broken first before you can make peace with what went wrong in your life. And it doesn't do anything but strengthen you. As long as your faith is there and you know it, I mean, he ain't going to leave you anyway. I know this for sure for a fact. Even when I turn my back on him, he didn't leave me. Because when I turn my back around, he's still right there. Like, well,
It sounds like the voice of experience when you say he's never going to leave you.
He doesn't leave you. He's like, you know, we as parents, we understand that there comes a time we have to let our children fall down and fight their knee and find out, you know, you can't go in that direction. You have to give them a certain space and time to learn on their own. You can't show them everything. You can't do everything for them. And that's what he does with us. He doesn't really chastise us. He allows things to happen to us, okay? But he's always there supporting us, helping us get back up. But as far as being spanked, I don't know, because he knows what life can do to you when you don't listen, when you're disobedient. He already knows what's going to happen. And if you don't listen to him, he's going to allow it to happen to you, let you find out. He ain't going to let you fall but so far, though. You know?
Okay.
Because he has infinite love for you. You know, he doesn't want to see you destroyed or hurt. It hurts or breaks your heart. He will allow certain things. He will allow you to come
starting to break up. Yeah,
am I? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. He will pick you up your friends on the and yes.
Same mess
that we got ourselves into again and let life spank you again. You know, until you learn your lesson. He will never, ever turn his back on you. Never abandon you. But he'll sit there and watch certain things happen. Plain and simple. Until you do learn your lesson. He's going to help you get right back up every single time. Every time. Honey, trust me, I was a very defiant one for a long time. Because I was lost and I didn't see the path clearly because of anger issues, holding on to wanting to get revenge. And he says, vengeance is mine. You know, now it's not for us to get people back. It's for him to handle. Okay? You call it karma, whatever, return of energy, whatever it is. He's going to take care of it. And you have to understand that. And I had to learn all of this. Believe me, I was a problem child for a minute. But I learned.
Not you.
Yeah. And I'm grateful. Man, I have no idea. Yeah, I had my mind set.
Could you imagine her as a wayward child?
You had
Essie? I can.
Really?
I can. I sure can.
Really? Really? But I learned, you know, and I'm grateful that I did learn. And I'm going to tell you another thing. The worst thing that you can do to yourself is hold on to guilt. Guilt will tear you down quicker and more than anything else that you can hold on to. This is where forgiveness comes in. Because that stuff will haunt you, honey. I held on to, Lord have mercy on my soul. I held on to so much. It was breaking me. It was really, really breaking me. I blamed myself for a lot of things that had happened because I didn't know. I didn't have any guidance. I didn't have anybody to really talk to. So many people had turned their backs on me. I just started living a very, very destructive lifestyle, and I've been gone by now. So many, I've been in so many positions where I just would be non-existent if I didn't have God in my life. So, you know, I ain't going to take up a whole lot of y'all time. Y'all know I'm a chatterbox.
Well,
I have to give that little bit of time.
What? Who? You? A chatterbox? Oh.
Let's see.
Come on.
People out there in the poetry universe, do you see? You see what I have to contend with? That's all right. I still love y'all from the bottom of my feet to the tip of my locks. I do.
What makes you think we don't love you?
I didn't say that you didn't. I'm just letting you know that I still do. Even though y'all do me a certain kind of way sometimes.
Well, look, ain't that the way we supposed to do our little sisters?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. And, you know, I can't escape that because I'm a baby girl in my family, too. Lord.
See, there you go. We just picking up the rope and running with it. But, Miss Chatterbox, did you bring a piece for us tonight? Yeah, Van.
Well, I was hard-headed, Paul, because I didn't look at what you posted. I didn't know we had, I mean, I know you have a prompt for us to follow, but I didn't write anything. I do have something written, but I didn't write anything.
Well, we all know that.
You
got a lot of something.
You
got a lot of something written. You got a lot of something written.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to start getting back into it again. I've been a little... but I do have a really good excuse. I got a new life that I'm waiting to grab a hold of. He's calling my name. Clementine. Clementine. I can hear him.
Van. Do you see her or do you hear her paving the way? You, her newly born, just born, innocent grandchild of the figure, as her excuse.
I hear it. I do hear it.
Is it just me?
No, I hear it.
Okay. I'd be sure it wasn't just
me. Maybe it's not
me. Claim that innocence all you want. I can see you batting your eyes and all of that. It ain't worth it.
Oh, man. Yeah, bro, I got something. I got something, though. I do have a little something.
What
it's a
got?
Short piece, but it's a piece.
This you got a little something?
Just
something.
Allow him. Yeah, just a little something, but just something.
Okay.
This is called Just Allow Him.
Like it's yours, Queen.
Thank you. For if a fool persists in his follies, he may become wise. In this journey, I didn't always have the relationship with spirit that I have now. But I've experienced the goodness of God, and there's nothing more peaceful or beautiful or sweeter than to allow him in. So as long as I'm given another day, I know my crown is blessed. And I will always give thanks as I wake and give him all the glory. Through obedience, I've made my peace with life. I will continue to speak life into people and send out unlimited love and light because I need it to be so. And most importantly, above all, I'll remain open to love. because I deserve it. And that is where spirit resides. So allow him in. In your heart is where you are judged. And if you allow him in, you will always find peace of mind and relief of your troubles with him. He says, let not your heart be troubled. So I lay my burdens down, releasing them to him. So it isn't. He helps me strive to reach my goals. He says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. So for whatever you're dealing with, allow him in and hold on. Because he promised. He's got you. And that's their peace.
I like the confidence in that. And that's
indeed
the type of thing these kids need to hear. You know? Here's the fact that you've been through the ringer. But you know he got you.
Mm-hmm.
Give them something know that, okay, I see what's coming my way, what I got to go through, but she did it. She told me how she went through. I can do it too. Because the same God that had her has me. We have to show these things and teach these things and be these things for the future generation. So I appreciate that peace coming through tonight. You got to tell them, kids, just to allow him. Allow God to be God in your life.
That's right.
Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome, and thank you. Gotta let them know. Gotta reassure them.
Definitely a wonderful piece, without question. The reassurance of the peace, letting us know, letting the kids know that God's got them. I mean, that is such a wonderful feeling. I don't know about y'all, but even as a child of God, just to know that he's got me, no matter what happens, no matter what's going on, he's got me.
That's right.
I love that piece. Thank you so much for that reminder.
Thank you. Because don't y'all feel it, bro? Just knowing that he's there, it's a different feeling that you have out of you. When you become aware, you really, really understand and know that the Father does not abandon you no matter what. He's got your back. You feel his presence. I don't know about y'all, but I feel him all the time. You know, I may get a little, you know, let life get me a little worked up, but he calms my spirit when it gets like that because he knows I know better. Sometimes we still need a little bit of reassurance. So he lays his hands on me. He puts them on my shoulders, and I feel it leave me, the stress of it. I feel it leave me. And it's an amazing feeling. I'm telling y'all, all that's listening, he is there. He's got you. Regardless of what you're going through, what you're feeling, what you will encounter, he is there. And you can always turn to him, and he will answer you. He will help you. Y'all got to know this. I'm trying to talk enough about it, but I'm sorry. it's real. I was trying to tell you. It's good.
Yeah. We can't make this stuff up, you know. Trust and believe it's real. We can't make this stuff.
Listen,
you got a lot of hands raised out here. So we're going to move on.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go.
Some more. Oh, because we get to preaching up in here, man. Look.
We know what could happen. Going to another testimony. Go on. I will talk to y'all later. Love you guys. God bless. One.
No, hold. Whoa. Get it, man.
Oh, Lord.
You got to let everybody know what you got going on. Yeah, you try to run. But you got to let everybody know what you got going on.
Okay, all right, ladies and gentlemen. Alternating Saturday night with Poetic. I am one half host of Poetic Therapy, where I co-host with my awesome mountain man, Stan the Man Phillips, And that's a place where you can come relieve some mental stress through some healthy conversation and some open mic poetry. Alternating Monday nights with, I forgot the name of the show, but I'm one-third host of the Soul Cafe. My co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, Douglas, and Poetic. Y'all, please come on by Monday night because we have a second half of the show where it's called Pick Up Your Pen, and that helps you tap into your creative side. You never know what you're going to come up with, but you're going to love it. And Wednesday nights at 9, I am one half host of The Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. I can't give y'all the topic because I haven't given it to her yet, but I do have one, and I know you're going to love it. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in The Love Zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
All right. One love, one mic. Take your socks off, baby, baby.
Baby,
baby.
Baby. I know that's right. God bless you, Danielle. Thank you for coming through, Green.
Bless y'all.
That's my girl. But now we have coming on the mic. Are you ready for this, fam? Everybody take a deep breath. I want everybody to just take a deep breath, let it out, and say, woo-sah. Next on the mic, we have none other than.
Let me tell y'all something.
Mr. Metaphorian.
If y'all only give me 3 minutes tonight to sit and talk to y'all and shoot the jab and everything, I'm boycotting this show forever. I've been sitting in line waiting on Sister Jenkins to finish her dissertation for 45 minutes. She went into full Baptist mode and talked 45. Y'all know Danielle can talk, and y'all just let her do it. And then here I come, and y'all going to rush me all scared I'm going to say something. I ain't going to say nothing. Not on accident. If I do, it's on purpose. So how y'all doing?
Doing good, brother. How you doing, man?
Y'all long-winded Christian people. She talked so long she couldn't even remember the name of her show. On Mondays, I do something. It's something. I do it on this network with somebody. It's two of them. I forget the name of it. But call in and they'll tell you the name of it that night.
Dave, let me tell you.
Shame, I tell you. Shame. Just a shame. I had to slide through hit message out of it. It was like that. I mean, y'all were talking some real stuff too at the beginning about with the youth and everything like that. You know, at the end of the day, y'all understand what I'm saying when I say it. But sometimes you gotta work toward beating the hell out of them. And I don't mean to the level of the whooping, but you gotta literally, you know, you beat the hell out of them. Cause we all remember a good whooping. You know, it could have been 30 years ago. Are you getting ready to do something that you know you ain't got no business? You think back to one of them whoopings. It's hard to forget that. And don't just wear out your mind too fast. So, yeah, it keeps you out of a lot of situations, you know. Sometimes it's best to get them whoopings. I ain't talking about abuse. I'm just talking about a good thrashing. Like, when you remember being a kid, man, like, after a good whooping, you went to your room and you was the toughest person in the world. Somebody, if they whoop you one more time, you were going to tear the whole house up. I swear you would. As soon as you heard your name called, the fear of God hit your bones from head to toe. But, you know, you was tough in that room.
You ain't never lied, bro. You ain't never lied.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to reach out to the youth, too. It's so many negative influences out there right now that, you know, they need some type of positivity. Parents gotta start listening too. You know, your child come to you, Mom, I need to talk, Daddy, I need to talk. Ain't no my show on right now. That's the dumbest stuff I've ever heard in the world.
Then
you wonder why when you go in that kid's room and find they done took that whole bottle of your pills that they found in the medicine cabinet and now they're non-responsive, you're talking about, I don't know what happened. You what happened?
Right.
You sit on the phone all day with your homeboys and homegirls and talk about TV shows and all of this here, but your child come to you needing to talk and you ain't got 5 minutes for them. but then you want to play victim when something go wrong. Mm-mm. Got to listen. Listen to your grown-up friends, too. If somebody calls you really needing to talk, listen. Unless they calling you to talk about their shopping spree they went on and their new shoes they got. Ain't nobody finna sit there and listen to all that. But if they really need an ear, lend them one. You never know where somebody going to. Yeah. And I know y'all too patient enough to do it because I've been on the Inspiration Factory listening in a bunch of times. I've heard some of the useless, sob, dry, drab stories people then came in here with, want y'all to pat them on the back and rub their foreheads and all of that. Just some stuff you can handle on your own. Even if you feel you can't handle it on your own, Jesus on the main line, you can call him and tell him what you want. Yeah. Huh?
I said, we had to use that oil, bro, to rub on the forehead. You had to use the olive oil, you know.
Yeah, next time, use a fly swatter. Right there. Just get yourself together. I got the time talking about y'all pray for me. I lost my left shoe. I can only find the right one. Anybody got time to be praying for you for that?
Yeah. So, you got to wait out.
It's always something.
But my brother,
people, and people listening, start enjoying your life. One of the greatest blessings you ever get in life is waking up. Quit complaining about everything else. Quit complaining about your back pain.
You woke up.
You woke up. Hey, everybody that went to sleep last night didn't wake up this morning. Everybody that's going to sleep tonight won't wake up tomorrow morning. So you got to enjoy your life while you're here. Quit using it to be sad all the time. Find some happiness. You got to be happy sometime in life. I don't care how bad stuff going. One day you got to feel good about yourself.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. Some people just don't. I don't know. What?
Feeling good about it.
I know good and well. I know good and well. I ain't been on this call 3 minutes. You can ask me, do I got a piece so I can spit it and get out of here? You better come up with another question fast.
I wasn't about to ask you that. Pump your brakes.
Okay.
I know where Oklahoma is. I got GPS.
I'm going to have a coming to Jesus meeting here at the Inspiration Factory.
I was going to ask you, how important do you think it is today for us to go back to that it takes an entire village to raise each child mentality and action?
I think it can be very important depending. Like, I was one of them kids. I was raised, if you was family or something, yeah, you see me acting up, you whoop me, but if a stranger out there tried to put their hands on me, it was on. It wasn't like that, you know. Now, the whole village can give some advice and some input and everything like that, but I just don't feel... Just don't go beating on four kids nowadays. People don't take too well to that no more. That was back in the day that it'll send you to the penitentiary now, honestly. You know, even if you had full right intention in doing it, you know, you still get brought up on charges, like real quick with doing that thing. So it's just, but be a part of it. You know, like one thing I'd say that there's a part of that it takes a village. That needs to be back in the day. Like if you say it's a single mother living next door to you, got a son, try to take up some time with that young man when you can. Even if it's just showing to say, he come over there to talk to you while you changing the tire or something. Show him how to do it or something. Because he ain't got no father figure like that. You know, eventually he going to go to the father figures that might not be positive influence. So definitely find somebody you can take some time up with. You know, time is something you can never replace, but it's priceless.
You know, that's very
discipline part. Now, don't discipline everybody, kids. Your kid's crazy now. Some of your kids, you're going to try to pop somebody else's kid and came back and shot you.
You're right about that these days.
I mean, seriously.
You're right on point with that piece about showing how to change a tire. A lot of these young men don't know a lot anymore because they didn't have a male to show them some things. That's right. That's a very, extremely important point that you just put out there, Dave. And for the young ladies, the mothers, the elder women, to tell some of these young girls about birth control and
feminine hygiene and things along those lines. Things that they may not be getting at home, you know. We got to do these things, and it goes a long way. Like you said, it might stop him from running to that father figure that's not so positive.
Right, right. So it's, you know, it takes a lot. You know, it takes a lot, and it takes a lot of patience. But one thing every adult got to remember, you were that age one time, too. Don't make like you didn't have any time that you needed somebody to just grab a hold of you. So you got to have some patience with it, especially when it's your child. You see yourself in your child. Don't be mad at yourself. It wasn't nobody that mad at you. But you just got to teach them. A good lesson lasts a lifetime. And Paul, we told you before about sitting there eating on this show.
I'm not eating anything.
Chip bag rabbit. Well, who is? Which one of y'all eating? Man, that you? I heard chip bag.
You better talk to Van. You better talk to Van.
I ate my dinner 3 hours ago.
We don't want to talk about
Van. You hear that chip bag?
Kid Lobster.
I ate my dinner 3 hours
ago. Van, I know you heard that chip bag. Paul is on the Inspiration Factory line. We were just at church. He come right out of church. Just line. I know he got something to eat. Some snacks over there.
Oh, he's snacking on something.
But I honestly don't. It's America, but I honestly don't. Well, the only thing I got within arm's reach is sunflower seeds, and I'm not about to try that. that can't be done. That's
don't do that. Them two don't do that.
No, I can't do that one. So it definitely ain't me, Dave. I'm not eating nothing.
But I don't have peace for tonight. I just wanted to come through here, mess with y'all for a second. You know, talk on the subject for a little bit. I thank y'all for this show because I got to get a whole nap in while Danielle was on. She was on that long. I had a nap. I cooked some bacon. I've been watching the game all while Danielle was talking. So, y'all, I appreciate that.
You know, bacon.
Yeah, she has set the record for the longest segment on the Inspiration Factor. Show almost over. I remember two people on mic. But that's okay. But we appreciate y'all having the Inspiration Factor. And one thing to keep in mind, it's all about touching one person. Don't worry about touching the masses. So when you do this show, if 50 people come through, if 5 people come through, as long as you can touch one, that's all that matters. The show will always be a success. I ain't you can't touch all of them. Some even when it's 5, some of them can come through. Anyway. But yeah, as long as you touch one and make sure that everybody is okay. Everybody's right.
I know that's right.
Brother. Yes, sir.
But y'all be good. Ain't no church announcement
you too, brother.
This week. I'll be back next week with the church announcement. This was Black History Month, so everybody ain't been coming to church because they've been getting drunk on Saturdays and they made it Sunday mornings. You know how we celebrate. y'all give him a heck of a show. I'm going to watch this basketball game, eat this bacon before it get cold. You catch me opposite Monday nights of that one show that Danielle do that she didn't know the name of it with them other fellas that she do it with. Yeah, but you can catch me and Van on the opposite Monday of that doing Do What You Like. See, I know the name of the show that we do, Van. Y'all might need to fire y'all co-hosts over there. She don't even know the name of y'all show, but it's okay. But yeah, your Monday night stress reliever, you can come get anything off your chest and anything else like that you need to. We would be there. I don't know if it's our Monday tomorrow or next Monday, but the Monday you don't hear Danielle, you'll hear me.
That's right.
Y'all keep it easy, people. I'm out of here.
All right, Dave. One love, one mic, bro.
Oh, man, Dave.
One love, one mic.
One mic. I love you, bro.
Whew. Much love.
I got to catch my breath. I got to catch my breath. That man is just as crazy as the day is long. But, you know, he speaks the truth. He speaks so much wisdom, but he just puts it out there in such a way that, my. That's his gift, you know. That's my brother, though. That's a metaphor, yeah. David Mott.
Okay, I got my composure back because that man had tears rolling, just cracking up. We're going to bring on none other than the Brainstorm, the creator, the CEO of Epiphany, none other than Arthur Larry Maddox. What's going on for real?
Hey, Lord, 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 what's going on, Paul? What it do, Van Meadows? Hey, y'all, what it do?
What it do for real, the poet Douglas?
What it do, what it do, what it do?
Hey, great to hear you guys, man. I just come through to, bring forth some sanity. The brother that just was on.
Oh, Lord.
My brother David, David Mott, a.k.a. Mr. Metaphoria, and Miss Pearly, I'm not going to say nothing bad about Miss Pearly. Miss Pearly is a blessed child. Congratulations on your grand Miss Pearly, Queen of the Strong Winds. It was beautiful. Beautiful baby. I saw the pictures. Yeah, slipped that subliminal in there. Did y'all hear it?
Yeah, bro. Good job.
Yeah,
good job.
I heard that one.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. But I would have to agree with David on a lot of things that he said. You have to beat them. You have to beat these children down with the word of God. You have to instill in them, you know, especially during these days, this day and age, with all that's going on from the left of us to the right of us, man. You got to instill, you got to raise them up some God-fearing children. You have to root them in some good, rich soil. You know what I'm saying? You got to duck. Take them to the word, you know, you have to duct tape them to the word and glue the Bible to their hand pots, you know, because we all need to be rooted in some good stuff. So when he's talking about beating the children, yes, beat them with the word of God, you know, just raise them up good, God-fearing children.
Okay. The Bible dictates spare not the rod.
Yes, sir, good brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, they need to know who to call when they need to make that call. You know, they got to know who to call when they need to make that call and hold who to call unto, you know, other than mom and pop, you know, who would truly see them through. Who's going to truly see them through when they can't get to mom and pop, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, beat them, beat the children, beat the children. Everybody sing along. If there's any children listening, we talk about beat them down with love. We're talking about with love and God, not physical punishment or anything like that, y'all.
There you go. Yeah. Some of the worst weapons I ever got was done with the tongue and not with the hand.
Yes, Lord. Tell me about it. Tell me about it. You know, what they say about sparing the rod.
That's right. Spare
the
rod,
spare the child, spare not the rod. Yep.
There you go. There you go.
There's some truth in that. A whole lot of truth. Well, let me rephrase that. That is the truth. And we see the results of not doing it now, and the kids can call 911. I wish they would.
Yeah, but, you know, like I say, the truth of the matter is, though, is letting them know where you got your strengths, where we got our strengths to make it to the age where we are today. What truly did we hold on to, you know, for real, for real? I'm not sure if the children, depends on how we raise them up, depends on the family. If I was going to say, I'm not sure if they know what was going on in the closet, you know, during bad days when we was going through, when we didn't know how the bills were going to be paid, how were we going to feed them, and they don't know, they shut the door, they don't see the tears run down mom's face, they don't see the tears in their father's eye, you know, they don't know those things, they don't know who we on our knees to behind the door, you know, unless we share that with them,
you know,
it's a strength that we tap into, kids, and that's God, that's Jesus Christ, you know, That's where we go. Y'all don't get to see us there. You know, we don't want to show y'all that pain. We don't want to share the pain with you. We want to keep you away from the pain. That's why we, as parents, do the things we do, you know? That's why
yes,
we do what we do. We want to keep you out of pain, out of harm's way. But sometimes knowledge will do that as well. Silence won't do that. If you don't know better, you won't do better. You got to know who to call unto, who to take those pains and sorrows to, you know? You know, I don't want to go on preaching like, you know, but I ain't got much to say, but I am a parent, and my sons do know God. My children, sorry about that, leave my daughters out, but my children do know God. It was, in fact, them who led the way, reintroducing me to him. You know, that's a long story I won't get into tonight, but yes, it was my children who re-led me back into a life of God, you know, with sharing with God. You know, when I used to sit home on Sundays and just watch the games became insignificant to me after I discovered God, you know. I couldn't even hooky from church, y'all. I was tired of hooky from church. Some kids wake me up, Dad, you going to church? Nieces and nephews, you know, wound up having a whole posse of children going to church with us. And, so I couldn't miss a day because those children had that love of God in them, and they just wanted to be in church, you know. Before we got into this church, I'm going to a little bit of something. There were no the elders in this church called it a dying church because there were no children in this church. Okay.
Huh?
And when my kids started going, the neighborhood kids started going, my nieces and nephews started going, they was calling me the Pied Piper, but they didn't know that it was the kids who led me there. Before you know it, they started a children's choir. The church started growing where there were no robes. They started getting robes for the children, for the adults, and it turned out to be a beautiful, blessed thing. You know, and this was all about the children and what life they brought to the church that we went to. They brought new life to the church, man. It's all about the kids. It's all about you guys, the children, you know. So I thank God for who he's blessed me with, the children that he's blessed me with. And I thank God for those that are close to me. Thank him for each and every one, yo.
Wow. Amen.
No, you got me sitting here with a big old Kool-Aid smile on my face, just envisioning you being led back to the church by the children.
Yeah.
Who was that Art Linkletter that said, out of the mouth of babes, oft times come gems. The innocence that they possess, restore us.
Yeah.
They don't have the tainting of the world, like I think Danielle was saying earlier. They weren't tainted quite yet by the world, that innocence.
Right.
But
right.
You're seeing the results of seeds you planted in them before you got complacent, came right back just in time to bring you back. God is just, his word is just so beyond our ability to understand that, wow. I'm still sitting there smiling with that picture in my head.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, man. Mm. The children. The children.
Yeah, absolutely. They are. They're the next generation. They're the future of everything that we've come to love.
Right. So them being the future, you don't want a future without God in it. So if we don't teach them about God, where will he be in the future?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes, sir.
Don't hide your faith.
Yeah.
Let it bloom. Let it get some sunlight. Let it flourish just like any plant does, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, did
you
know
vacation?
That, you know what?
No, sorry, go ahead.
I was wondering, Van, did you know of any poet that if anybody could speak on or spit a piece, you know, that would encourage young folks or that would encourage grown folks to reestablish themselves with young folks or anything along them lines that might also happen to be a CEO of a network. Do you know anybody like that that might want to bless us with a piece tonight?
Yeah, man, I do. I think a one for real, the poet Douglas might be such that individual.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What a quanky thing. We happen to have him on the mic with us tonight.
Oh, that's an amazing thing, yeah. Right?
Hey, well, I tell you, I'm going to tell you like this, right? I'm going to take something from Miss Pearlie when she said she wasn't paying attention to the prompts in the beginning. I was there as well, as far as having a piece concerning the children. I have some, but they're all lost in a mythical book that, anyway, the old phone I had dropped in a bucket of water. That's one of my things. It's like we used to say, my dog ate my homework.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, there is one particular piece after I gave y'all that dissertation that I would have loved, and I think I brought it up about before to you guys, that I would love to find of mine. It was like around that time when I was reborn again, when my kids led me to the church. And I wrote this piece concerning them that it just touched me so bad, but I cannot find it for to save my life. I just want to bring some life back to that piece. But I do have a piece concerning being blessed that I can do.
Oh. That sounds pretty good to me.
Right. Okay. This is an old. Thank you. Thank you. This is an old piece as well. And it may be, I'm looking at it as I scan down. Yeah, I was going to see how lengthy it was. I don't think it's too bad for one of my pieces, but it's about being blessed.
Mic is yours.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. So blessed. So blessed. Another day. Another new day blessed. So blessed am I to be in it as it begins this new day. Thankful, so thankful to be resting in pieces where most thought I would be. Prayers prayed against me from those who refused to set me free. Unholy soul ties that kept my soul tied, but he, God, had use for me and changed those tides and downhill currents that prevented me from swimming upstream in clean waters, purifying clean waters. No, there was no resting in peace for me. It took a lot of work finding peace, the true meaning of love. God, me, learning the word and applying it, not just reading it, feeding off of its good, rich nutrients. So thankful to be. Thankful I be currently. Blessed to be, blessed by he, touched by him, freed by him. Sickness and sin, fake love. Forsaken love from families and friends. Who professed love, but never knew its face, never knew its touch, never smelt its sweet aroma, its scent. So pleasing, true love, so pleasing, true love is to the nostrils. Real love smells good, real good. I was surrounded in a place fully engulfed by worldly jealousies where willows weep and roses show envy. Where trees throw shade, but that's okay. He created them, that's how they were made. But the leaves, their leaves keep us covered just like he does on sunny days. Covered me, delivered me free from this world's entrapments, pains, and miseries. He who is in me is greater than he that is in the world see, in spite of me, the things I did, the way I lived, the weeds I smoked, days and nights spent drunk, he forgave me. He touched me, he set me free, touched me with just his fingertips and made me the me that he wanted me to be. Rest in peace, lay the old me. And so here I be, another day, another new day, blessed, so blessed am I to be in it, this new day. New day and new night blessing me in the shade of the Most High and his sun's rays on this new day. A day full of blessings, joy, hope, renewed faith, strength, trust in him, protection, covered by his covering, his love, that which only he can provide. See, God, unconditional, my God, another day, another new day, blessed, so blessed am I to be in it as it begins this new day. So blessed, for real. Amen.
Amen, good brother. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Ben, I'm gonna let you tackle that first. Wow.
Man, for real, that was a new day, bro. Radiated throughout that piece, man, and it essential for us to remember that every day is a new day. And I, for one, am thankful that God allows us to see new days every day.
Amen.
So thank you for that, man.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother.
Yeah, that piece right there. I love the way that the transparency in the beginning of things gone through, so on and so forth. And then you hit a catalyst where you said, rest in peace, old me. And from that point forward, you spoke of rising from your situations and how that changed when you decided to let the old you die, those blessings that came that you recognized and that rained upon you. It touched me in a way because it reminds me of the direction my life had gone, you know. The prior to, and then the after I made that decision to slay the old and embrace the new, to be reborn. You know.
Yes, sir.
Powerful.
Yes, sir.
Hmm. Yeah.
Thank you, Paul.
Oh, that's why you're the CEO.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you.
So you're not going anywhere until you tell everybody what goes on with you and family. The Epiphany.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. Woo. I got a lot going on, y'all. Almost messed up like Miss Pearly did. Forgot. First of all, I would like to welcome Miss Edwina. I forgot Miss Edwina's last name, but Edwina and my brother King Joe Attlebury to the Epiphany Radio family. They will be having a brand new show coming to the network pretty soon. Looking forward to hearing from the King and the Queen. From the King, is that the King and Queen's Corner?
Maybe. King and Queen. King and Queen's Quarters.
Quarters. King and Queen's Quarters. But I would like to welcome those two, my brother and my sister, to Epiphany Radio first and foremost. On behalf of everybody, hey, welcome aboard, and we're looking forward to great things. Now, myself personally, Monday, every other, opposite somebody's show. You can find me at the Soul Cafe. Yeah, I said that for a reason. You can find me at the Soul Cafe each and every other Monday nights, 9 o'clock p.m. at the Soul Cafe, where we pick up our pens and we get down to some creative writing, the sharing of our creativity, what moves us, what allows us to move our pen, and you know how we go about formulating our masterpieces. We all do that while listening to some neo-soul, hip-hop, jazz, and some R&B. You have until the music is over, till the one song I play is over, to have your piece written. Hey, it's a real big challenge. Come and challenge yourselves, y'all. Come on over to the Soul Cafe where we pick up our pens each and every other Monday night. And that's hosted by myself, Miss Pearly Negra, a.k.a., or Miss Danielle, a.k.a. Miss Pearly Negra, and my brother, Van Metals, a.k.a. Poetics. And that's that piece.
So we see that years later, after the beginning of the Epiphany Network, you still are hands-on and busy within everything.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm going to have a chat with the station manager. We might have to demote him to some other duties.
I tried to do that several times. He doesn't listen too often. He doesn't listen yet. He's been fired several times, but he always come back the following day. So I just, throw my hand.
Oh, no, my brother. I'm not talking about the hand manager. We talking about the CEO. We might have to demote him to some other duties because, he forgetting shows, which lets me know he's overworked.
No, I didn't forget my show though. I just forgot which one is on the opposite Monday. So that's a little different. That's a little different. And while we at it,
right.
Yeah. Hey, look. Speaking of forgetting, let me throw this out there for y'all. Happy belated birthday to Epiphany Radio. She's 12 years old now. 12 years
wow.
In the business. Baby. Happy belated.
Wow.
I forgot to tell you. That.
Happy birthday, Epiphany.
February the 4th. Okay, so it's kind of late, but I've been busy. Station man is supposed to have that, but he's forgetting things. He forgets things and stuff.
12 years.
Hey, listen. I'm going to throw this card out there because everybody else uses it. I'm going to throw this card out there. Blame it on
bro.
My memory ain't what it used to be.
Yeah. Hey, it's all good. We all going. Yeah. Memory loss. It's a thing. Well, anyway, look, y'all keep the spirit to moving. I'm enjoying myself listening to the poets and to the Gab, the gifts of Gab there. And I'm going to continue to listen in. God bless the both of you guys.
Absolutely. One love, one mic. God bless you, brother.
One love, y'all.
Baby.
Take your socks off.
Yes, sir. God bless you, bro. That was the voice of Real the Poet, man. 12 years, man. Wow. I've been hanging out with him for 6 years.
12 years.
Coming up on 6 years now. Y'all showing your age now. And with that being said, we got another mic to open.
Who got next, Paul? Who got next?
We got maybe somebody that might be able to remember some things that somebody else forgot. Well, I'm not going to mention their name, but we have the other hostess of a program. We have none other than Epiphany's own, Miss VIP. Greetings.
Hey, Miss VIP.
Welcome. Salutations. And how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm glad to hear you say that because you've been under attack a little bit lately.
Yes.
So to hear you say, I'm good. And that.
Yes, I'm good.
Man, ain't our daddy good? See, we pay on things, and this is what we get. I'm good.
That's right. Fervent and sexual prayers is the right to fulfill as much, right?
Ooh. Yes, I read that word. Speak that word. The Bible tells us buried in our hearts so that you know, we have it when we need it. So, I know you, being the phenomenal mama that you are, the phenomenal grandma that you are. I don't know what to call y'all anymore. There's so many names out there for grandma. Hey, Van, can you help me with this one? Grandma, G-ma, Glamma, Nana.
All of the above.
I'm grandma.
100% all of the above.
Yeah, I'm grandma. Danielle's grandma. I'm grandma.
Wait, I forgot my nephew used Meemaw. That's his name.
Meemaw.
Yeah.
That's what those of you who like Big Bang Theory, that's what Sheldon called his grandma from Big Bang Theory. He calls his grandma Meemaw.
Really?
Meemaw. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Dead
when
serious.
My nephew started calling my mother that. My great nephew started calling my mom that. I just thought that was cute little name. Wow, that's where he got it from.
Yep.
I never
yep, Meemaw.
Wow. And he is he's into that type of stuff. But I guarantee that's where he got it from. Thank you, man. You really shed some light on something for me tonight. Wow. So what are your views, Ms. VIP, on it taking an entire village to raise one child, each and every child?
Well, first of all, back in my day, it was the norm. And if anybody cut school, if one of the neighbors saw it, your mother knew by the end of the day, and you didn't get it. Or you locked yourself out or not had your key. And you get a little reprimand, like stop losing your keys and all of that. But neighbors actually looked out for everybody's children on the two blocks that intersected with my block. So nothing really got by them. So, and I really appreciated that because now someone mentioned that you can't say anything to anybody's kid without retaliation. And that's bad. I cringe at that because these are young mothers who feel that don't say not one thing to my kids. So that's how that is.
I hear that.
I miss some days.
Yeah.
As many times as I said, boy, I can't wait till I get grown and get out there and got to deal with that and all so on and so forth. I miss some days. That's right. There's enough of us left where the word can still be put out there, where that tradition, that mindset can still be preserved.
Right.
And I think it was Dave talking about, you know, you can't put your hand on everybody's child, but it's not always about putting your hands on them. When they come to your house, they see a more structured family interaction, you know, something that they may not have at home. They might see everybody sit down together at the table to eat dinner, just little things.
Right.
We keep those things alive. Because I can remember when one of my friends came to the house and, you know, I invited him to the house as a child. You know, come on over, we can eat, you know, bust a glove, whatever. And he came and he immediately was, all right, well, where the food? You know, we got to wait until, I think it was my older brother, so John get home. Because we didn't eat until we all sat down together as a family and we ate. Mom insisted upon that. And that's how she would hear us, you know. I didn't know she was eavesdropping on our little conversations, you know, little side conversations. That's what we were doing, what we did, and so on and so forth. That's how she kept track. I found this out later in life. But that routine, that togetherness is how they knew
where we were in our heads and where they needed, where we needed to touch. It's a powerful, powerful, powerful time. It's being lost. I'm not going to hold everybody long because I could talk all night about this topic. And I'm not going to. I'm not going to have everybody else kidnapped. But Miss VIP, I know you got something that we need to hear on tonight.
Before I spit my piece, just one little side note. I had, remember when I had the girl sing "Love Me"? My mom actually taught them now the "Jesus Loves the Little Children" song, and they are ridiculously cute. So they love singing. But anyway, yeah. My piece is called "The Village."
Mike is your friend.
A friend said it takes a village to raise a child. Times are different now. Babies are having babies. Can't tell them anything. They started too early thinking they can get fast money instead of doing it the old-fashioned way. To have someone truly love them, not just for their body, holding out for true love, loyalty, and a ring. So their sons and daughters take on the same mentality. The village can't raise them because their parents didn't understand that it was all right for a neighbor to be on the lookout for the child, to call or reprimand if things go bad. But you can't say anything nowadays for fear of retaliation, and that's just sad. It truly takes a village to raise a child. So don't knock the back-in-the-day ways. It kept our children safe and sound. And it felt good to know the village was always around. And that's that piece.
Oh, I guess it would help to take myself off mute. Wow. That was the perfect picture of then and now. And I like the then much better.
Yeah.
We need it
too.
Yeah. And so we need to bring it back. We need to bring the Venn back. We still have a chance.
It's hard to do that. And the kids are.
Yeah.
They think
yeah.
It's money.
With the technology.
All that kind of
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. They're not like the way we used to be. My daughter knows. She knew there's a God, you know what I'm saying? Even though she, parted ways with church. But she knows there's a God, and she just loves the children singing, too, because it's the truth. So I always, teach them about Jesus whenever I get a chance. So it's good to know what they know.
And a lot of it was done through little songs, too, that we were taught as kids. And I just, I got a picture of... You're going to have to get them kids to come sing for us next. Sing that the song you were just talking about next month for Youth Sunday. I would love to hear them kids sing. Oh, my goodness. It just brings joy to your heart.
It really does. It just really, really does. They probably won't be here that final weekend, but I can most definitely send in the audio. That's easy to do.
Oh, okay. Oh, you could always bring them in on another Sunday. It's not like last Sunday is exclusively for kids. They're welcome anytime. Hint. Brian, what you think? Wouldn't you like to hear them whenever hear them live?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Ain't nothing like it. And I know you with your children, eavesdropping on them when they call themselves, being a singing group or whatever. Kids, I had one and I was done, but I've been around enough. I'm Uncle Paul to the world, so I've been around children forever. And the things that, where you see some of the seeds that may have been planted from you, your mother, or whatever, and when they're out of eye zone, hearing zone,
and they just, you know, do their little thing, or you have something, great grandmama wouldn't like that for this, that, and the other. Oh, my goodness, the things that come out of the mouth that just let you know that seeds were planted. Seeds were planted. And they're taking root. We have to keep that going. We have to. Wow. Yeah. That's what it's all about, the young folks. Ms. VIP, maybe you could fill us in some things going on in the Tiffany world that we might not have heard about already.
Well, every Wednesday evening at 9 Eastern Standard Time, my diva, LaPearl and Negra, and I are in the Love Zone. And the topic is yet to be determined, but we always have a good time and great conversation, as well as awesome poetry. And on alternating Fridays, I do Express Your Vibe. And that's just a open mic show where everybody just comes in and whatever's on their mind, just get a piece, and it's all good. And that's it.
Mm. Oh. I tell you, Tiffany got it going on, don't they?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Many ways. You know, we're getting ready to wind down the show, Miss VIP. But I would like it if you just hang out with us. Hang out with us in the studio while we Van brings us to our public service announcements and the rundown of Epiphany, and we pray out.
All right.
My brother Van.
Absolutely.
Would you do us a pleasure and honor?
It would be my pleasure. Join us tomorrow night for the Soul Cafe with the host, your CEO, Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, a Pearl and Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night is going to be War Council with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, the Love Zone, Miss VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Thursday night is going to be the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night slot is open at the moment. Saturday night is going to be Poetic Therapy with La Pearl La Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. And then we'll be right back here next Sunday for another edition of the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Paul, back to you.
Man. But before you bring it back to me, man, if you don't mind, my brother, that one most important public service announcement before we go before the throne.
Indeed, indeed. If you don't know this guy that we're talking about, this Jesus that we serve, please connect with Paul or myself, and we will be more than happy to usher you into the presence of the Lord by showing you exactly what salvation means and being part of his kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, we're available, prayer, salvation. We're here to help you and guide you through our experiences and God's word. Paul.
Thank you so much. And now if you would just join me at the throne one more time. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity this evening to just support one another, share with one another, and with you. Father God, we ask that you would touch those members of the Epiphany family that need you, Father God. We ask that you would visit the household of Adrian, Father God, as they go through what they go through, the family, Father God, and to protect them and touch them and heal them and bless them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord. The Amelia T. Davis, Father God, who is going through what she's going through, Father God, meet them where they need to be met. The Rob Crenshaw's, Father God, meet them, touch them, support them, uphold them, Lord. Let them know that you are there. Give them what they need to get through things, Father God, still praising your name. Father God, as we leave this platform, but God willing, never from your presence, we ask for your continued forgiveness over our faults and our downcomings and our shortcomings and our hard-heartedness, Father.
ask that you would continue to walk with us, to guide us, and to keep us so we can meet one more time, praising your name, Father God. It's in the mighty and precious name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Amen. God bless you.
Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercy I see. Day after day. Forever faithful towards me. And you're always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Help me say, help me say.
Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercy.
Yeah.
towards me. Your loving kindness towards me.
Oh,
your tender mercies I see.
Oh,
day after day. Always from